Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Midway through our fourth show of the work week, I have to keep track. Maybe you're not keeping track, but I am keeping track. It's been a heavy week, too. A lot of big decisions, a lot of important phone calls, some waiting, some practicing my patience, which is not my virtue, but I swear I'm going to come out of this pandemic and this stay-at-home order with more patience than I ever thought possible. And I know many of you are in the same boat. And I remember at the end of April, man, that was 3 weeks ago, but the end of April, we did a show question in which we asked you, what has the last month taught you? And many of you said patience. Yeah, I didn't see it then, but I can see it now as I wait and wait. And then you are dealt disappointments and you feel like you have to wait through those as well. And right now there's so much that's out of our own control. But I believe we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel, whether you're a sports fan or whether you're someone who's anxious to get out. Doesn't mean you have to, but it means there are options. And so on this particular show, we're asking you your favorite vacation spot. Because at some point, I don't know, in 2020, not because I'm worried about the virus, but because I don't know how sports is going to look in the second half of the year. But at some point in the next 12 months, I will want to take a vacation. And I've started to think about it and dream about it again. So find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. This is After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Quick announcement. Some of you may have seen on the web, maybe you even read the press release somewhere out there on social media, but WFAN, which is our New York affiliate, is actually going to start carrying part of our show. Starting next week, following Memorial Day weekend, we will be able to add New York City and WFAN to our list of affiliates. I don't know how long that will last, but I do know many of you have written to me on social media and said, wait a minute, are you leaving CBS Sports Radio? No, that wouldn't work. I wouldn't do 1 hour here, go 2 hours there, and then 1 hour back to network. No, our New York affiliate will be carrying the show, same as every other affiliate does around the country. I will still be doing the same show, but for those of you who sometimes have to listen on Sirius XM or listen to a podcast, or maybe you pick it up on one of the stations that we have in either New Jersey, or I think there's one in Westchester, or there's one in Connecticut, we'll actually be on the blowtorch WFAN in New York City. So that'll be kind of fun. And we're excited about welcoming New York audience for however long that lasts. But that won't start until next week. And we'll make sure that we give the big old woo welcome. I mean, I'm going to have to come up with something special, right? We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you.
Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
We thought we would take a few minutes and go around the NFL because over the last couple of days, there have been a bunch of different athletes who've either done conference calls or hit their own social media or done TV interviews. And it turns out there's a bunch of receivers, a bunch of offensive players, not all offensive players. Wait until you hear what Patrick Peterson has to say about the new look Cardinals. But let's go sweeping around the NFL and catch up with some of the different teams and rosters that are, at least at this point, in a holding pattern, wondering about 2020, but wanting to stay ready. Rob Gronkowski coming out of his brief retirement to rejoin his best bud, his BFF, Tom Brady. They will play together on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And because he had taken time off, he got out of football shape. Now, his physical and mental faculties, he said, were great. He said he felt good. He hadn't felt this good in years. But now he's got to put the weight back on to get ready to play tight end again.
My lowest I got to was 240. And it felt good, you know. I've been above 260 pounds basically my whole entire life since high school. Since senior year in high school, at the end of senior year, I was 260. I'd never been under 260 since then. So it felt good just to drop that weight, ease up my joints, let my body, you know, free. I kind of felt like that weight was bloated weight too. So it felt good to get rid of it. And now it's time to build back upon it. Put lean muscle on my body and get ready for the NFL season like I never have before. You know, it's a different way, different type of training style I'm doing and everything. So I'm about 257 pounds right now. Everyone, you know, thinks I'm like 240, 230, but I'm basically, you know, four more protein shakes away from being at my playing weight.
Rob Gronkowski, man, you ask him a question in which he's thought about it, and he will give you the longest answer. The man is a good talker. On CBS Sports HQ, telling you everything you needed to know about his playing weight and what he's doing to get back into shape for his return to the NFL. I wonder if he's on the TB12 diet. I mean, you can put on weight, you can put on muscle. Now, in Tom Brady's case, he wants to be lean and flexible. We know those are things that are really important to him. But I wonder if Gronk is working with TB12 principles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., the receiving tandem and also BFFs for the Cleveland Browns, they both have gone through surgeries in the last couple months, trying to get back to what they believe is a physical shape in which they can really help the Browns break through coming up in 2020. Now, we had heard from OBJ not that long ago. He talked about a really painful surgery, but said he was on schedule in his rehab. How about Landry? He says the same, that he's actually ahead of schedule after his off-season hip surgery.
It was something that I knew I needed, and I was going to try to put off and, you know, play the tough guy for one more year. But just understanding that where I was and the things that it was not allowing me to do, my injury was not allowing me to do. Again, I did not want to be part of the reason for, you know, the team not having success, you know, myself not having success. And just, you know, unselfishly just decided to go ahead and have the surgery.
Oh, go ahead and have the surgery. I can fill in the blank. We do that sometimes on this show. Landry on a Zoom conference call with reporters on Wednesday. Now, of course, he was asked about his relationship with Odell Beckham Jr., asked if, you know, how they're doing as they're both trying to get back to the playing form that they feel like can put them in a place to be not just successful, but to be productive when it comes to touchdowns. So last year, they both had a lot of yards. They both had a lot of catches, but the offense just didn't click. So it's really important for them moving forward that everybody is on the same page.
We've been FaceTiming, you know, we've been kind of documenting our whole process of recovery and sending it back and forth to each other, you know, and obviously right now it's a crucial time in, you know, our recovery stages of getting our strength back. You know, the healing process is kind of done. You know, now it's time to make sure that everything's working together.
So Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., both coming off off-season surgeries and both struggling with those various injuries that they had in 2019. I think it's probably part of why the offense was out of sync, but we know we've kind of gone over some of the other reasons. Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield, the offensive line. So we'll see. It's still the offseason, and it's still pretty early, actually, in the offseason. But these guys have this time to get healthy, which is priority one. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Different priority for Brandon Cooks, new wide receiver with the Houston Texans. Now, you remember this saga, right? It's still fresh in your brain. If you're a Texans fan, Bill O'Brien trades away DeAndre Hopkins and then gets from the Rams Brandon Cooks. Now, this is a guy, when he's healthy, he can be extremely productive. It's a guy who can really contribute and can be a lethal target. But this offseason, that is completely virtual, poses a challenge to him because he's changing teams and changing systems.
I think the Zoom meetings are great just because now I have enough time to be able to truly study, you know, with the team in a Zoom meeting, and then after really continue to just keep that going. And so I think it's going really well. It's helpful to have some similarities in New England, you know, a couple years ago.
Brandon Cooks now with the likes of Deshaun Watson, the likes of, was it Randall Cobb? He joined that team as well. David Johnson. It's just, it's different. It's weird without DeAndre Hopkins. And certainly Brandon will want to develop a rapport with Watson. You can look at the roster and say that it's talented for sure. It's just a matter of, can all these guys be productive? Can they all come together and get some consistency? And therein is the challenge for teams that have new rosters, a lot of fresh faces, even new coaches, new systems. You can look at a roster on paper and say, oh yeah, that should work. But it really is a matter of getting everybody together. And Cook sounds like he's already diving in.
We have so many special guys in this room that can do it all. You know, one of the biggest things that I've always thought as a receiver, when you're stacked on a team with multiple receivers, you have a better chance of, you know, winning consistently and going far because you can never just key on one guy. And I think that unselfishness in the room that I feel from the guys already is going to do, you know, it do us justice in the long run.
The NFL has allowed some of its teams, or has allowed teams, to reopen facilities. Right now, not for workouts, but reopen facilities for some employees to get back to work. And so the NFL is on a different track than what the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball are sitting on, but still important for them to get their employees back to work. You may have seen in different leagues and different teams around the country where employees are being furloughed, or teams are making the decision to pay their employees, even though right now they're either not working or working remotely. It's a difficult time for every industry, every type of business in the country, and sports. Even if the owners are billionaires, not everybody who works for these owners has a lot of money. And so it's just as important for the economy of sports, just as important for the business of sports, that they can get back to work above and beyond our entertainment. Though, of course, we look forward to it. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Patrick Peterson, I loved hearing from him on the Hyper Ice Lab podcast. Peterson is gushing, as much as Peterson will, but gushing about the Cardinals roster after the last couple of months.
This is probably the best football team I've been a part of on paper. You know, we got, you know, young guys in the secondary, pass rushers, speed, now adding Isaiah to this defense. Jordan had an unbelievable year last year. I'm adding D. Phillips from Buffalo, my man Randy Lawrence from LSU. I mean, just what we've been able to add to this team this year, what the front office has been able to accomplish this offseason due to not being able to see guys and not able to be around. It's been second to none. I mean, unbelievable.
I thought about this week the teams that have the best chance to go from worst to first. Now, it's a difficult NFC West. It's a stacked NFC West. But if you remember last year, Kyler Murray took such good care of the football. He and Cliff Kingsbury were on the same page, at least it seemed like from the beginning. The two of them coming in together as a rookie coach and a rookie QB really helps. And so they made life difficult for the Seahawks and the Niners and the Rams, even though they were below 500. But you remember they had a tie. Was that the opener, the season opener? They came back and had a tie in their game too. So they have a really good defense. They had a really good defense. They added some pieces, as Peterson mentions, and now potentially have an offense that can gel. And the veteran presence of Larry Fitzgerald along with DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, that gives Kyler Murray such guidance in the huddle, but also gives him some incredible targets. So I believe the Cardinals are a team to watch in 2020. All right, one more as we stop in Philadelphia, where the quarterback room now features one Jalen Hurts to go along with Carson Wentz and Nate Sudfeld. When we last saw Carson Wentz, he was leaving a playoff game with an injury and was criticized for it. It was a concussion, peeps, a concussion. Nate Sudfeld says, hey, you're not going to find any of that drama in our QB room because we are raring to go.
Everyone kind of makes it dramatic or a big deal, but once you're kind of in that quarterback room, it's a lot of helping each other out and everyone is getting better, and it's never really weird at all. So just looking forward to kind of getting back into the room together with guys and getting to work.
I'm excited to see it too. And I want for Carson Wentz that he would be healthy all season. I believe he's a really good quarterback. Clearly the Eagles have hitched their wagon to his star. And I think Jalen Hurts can be an asset as well. And what did Howie Roseman say? We want to be a quarterback factory. He said that we want to be a QB factory, meaning we're going to develop athletes at that position, whether or not they ever play for us as a starter. That's not really the point. When you develop a quarterback, well, then you develop an asset that you can turn around and trade. It's never a bad thing to have extra assets as bargaining chips. And I don't mean to say people are bargaining chips, but in the business of football, it's always better to have really good players that if you have to, you can turn around and trade for some other need on your roster. So around the NFL, we went. How about that? Tampa and Cleveland and Houston and Phoenix and Philadelphia. We completely bounced around the entire NFL landscape. That's kind of fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Asking you your favorite vacation spots because I got vacation on the brain. A-Law Radio and then also on our Facebook page. Good to have you on board. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mayfield in a shotgun. Empty backfield. He's by himself. Third down. He's back to pass. Looks. Fires. It's caught. Landry. Touchdown. And the ex-Dolphin, now a Brown, gets a chance to celebrate.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is the time of the year that I would always miss football. So I that part doesn't feel weird. It's different, though, that there aren't other sports or as many other sports as we would normally have, filling that hole in my heart that is left by football this time of the year. And generally, we have OTAs and maybe a little more news. But honestly, I feel as though the NFL deserves kudos for filling the void the way that it has. I've been really impressed with the NFL. I did hear former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue on Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio on Wednesday talking about how impressed he is with what the NFL has done during the pandemic, during the spring. And we'll let you hear from him once we get through the update at the bottom of the hour, because he was also asked to weigh in about the Rooney Rule. He was the commissioner when the Rooney Rule was instituted. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We had NASCAR Under the Lights on Wednesday evening. Well, coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, you can get connected on CBS Sports Network. This is kind of cool. We've got some big names and big surprises. Tracy Wolfson will catch up with Notre Dame women's basketball coach, well, recently retired, but a Hall of Fame basketball coach, Muffet McGraw, and Bob Huggins, along with some unexpected Zoom visitors. That is on CBS Sports Network. Again, 7 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is listening in South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, law after hours never sour. How you doing?
I don't know if that's true, but I'm glad you think so.
True. So real quick, I was listening last night and didn't get a chance to call. I was too tired from work. But you had a caller talking about Michael Jordan, the whole dealio yesterday, and him not being one of the greatest players ever, if not the greatest player ever. And I just want to say, you know, besides all of the accolades and accomplishments, you know, I understand you got your Bill Russells and, you know, your Magic Johnsons. But, I mean, this man saved the world from aliens with Bill Murray. a bunch of animals and a grandma. I mean, come on, right?
It's so funny that you say that, because in my conversation with Greg Doyle of the Indy Star on our last show, I actually mentioned the Monstars, that he was the Monstars and I was Michael Jordan. And so I did the Space Jam reference myself. And I got to be honest, if not for Chris and Dave, I don't think I would have watched the movie last year. But I just saw the movie last year for the first time. I tell you what, that has got to be one of the greatest soundtracks for a movie ever.
Totally agree. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the guy that called us, by the way, he was relatively biased. So he was out there. He even said, I've never been a fan of Michael Jordan. And then he kept trying to tell me that nothing in the documentary was accurate and that everybody hated it, but didn't really have any examples. So I feel like you can kind of dismiss his relatively biased opinion.
I did. I just had to put my word in there about that. Vacation spots. You know, I'm not a real big vacation guy. You know, I'm pretty on the introvert level. I'm fine at home. I mean,
oh, dude, come on. You can go on a vacation and do it by yourself. I mean, I go every year. I'm not an introvert, but I like to get away. And so I go every year and spend a week by myself, just me and the dog. It's amazing.
It sounds great. I mean, I'd be fine, you know, getting in my car, driving in my backyard and having a nice vacation day with Mr. Beer and Sir Scotch, you know, me personally.
Okay, you can think big, though. You can think outside the box, Mike. There's a big world out there.
I'd probably go to South Korea. That's where my mom's from, so it's real nice there. I stayed there when my dad was in the Army, so it's real nice. I'd go there. Yeah.
Well, considering you have ties there, that would be amazing.
It is, and, you know, a lot of great things going on over there. Just want to say real quick before I go, I actually had a close call with Death today at work, being a truck driver. I hydroplaned in this massive puddle. So I just want to say that I love your show. I love your crew. I love everybody. Power of love.
Oh, gosh.
That's all I'm going to say. Peace out.
Oh, Mike, we're glad you're okay. Thanks so much for calling. I've had those close calls with death before on the New Jersey Turnpike. Oh, I can't even tell you how many times. Or in New York City. I'll tell you the one that comes to mind just most, well, it wasn't recent, but since I started commuting in and out of Manhattan for work, I had to get adjusted to the fact that many New Yorkers do not care where you're supposed to cross the street or if it's the right time to cross the street. Oh my gosh. And sometimes in the morning, before we get to this time of the year where the sun's already up at 6 a.m. and your lighting, your visibility is better, in the wintertime, it's still pitch black when I'm leaving CBS Sports Radio headquarters in Lower Manhattan. And so even with all of the traffic that you'll get first thing in the morning, and there's plenty, even at 6 a.m. Eastern time, there's plenty of traffic in Manhattan. And there'll be garbage trucks, and there'll be semis that are stopped on the side of the road to make deliveries. They're double parked. I mean, it gets really crazy. And so there's a there was a one time in particular, I mean, this has happened more than once, or one time in particular, where on your, on the left side of the road, so it's a four lane going northbound, so I can get to the Lincoln Tunnel and get out of the city. There's a delivery truck parked on one side, and then there's a trash truck that is kind of moving slowly on the other side. And so all these cars that are going the same direction are kind of crowding into these two lanes. So, you know, you got people who speed up to try to get through that bottleneck before other people can get there. And I remember I was one of those people. I'm kind of at the front of the line. I'm trying to get through this bottleneck before it backs up. And this guy runs. Okay, so going 35 miles an hour, and this guy darts out from behind a trash truck on my right side. He's only a lane away from me, and he's sprinting across the street, and I'm going 35 miles per hour, and I can't see him because he's coming out from behind a trash truck, so it's not like I could spot him on the sidewalk attempting to make a break for it, and he couldn't see how close the cars were. Holy cow. I'm telling you what, my entire life flashed before my eyes in that moment. I mean, I had to slam on my brakes. Everything in my car came flying forward. It was a scary moment. And that, of course, is just one example. I've driven hundreds of thousands of miles in my life. If I've never told you the deer miracle story, it is a freaking miracle. I won't tell you right now, but I have this deer story. I thought I was going to die. It was it. I just closed my eyes and kept driving, knowing I was going to hit the deer. I can laugh about it now. So yeah, when we have those moments behind the wheel, it's like your heart pounding. You can feel it pounding in your chest, and your heart rate just spikes. If you were attached to some kind of a monitor, they would think you had a heart attack. I mean, whew. And then you live through it and you think, okay, I am never going to take anything in my life for granted ever again, including my favorite radio show, as Mike just told us. We're glad to keep you company, Mike, and certainly glad you are safe. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Did you happen to see what happened in the world of sports betting last weekend?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I will forever have to give credit to Chris and Dave for convincing me to watch the movie Space Jam. Others had tried to convince me it was a necessity as a sports fan, especially as someone who grew up loving late 80s and 90s NBA. I mean, that's where I fell in love with basketball. And so they did it. They deserve the credit. And I will never be the same. My life will never be the same. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I am so making a list of all of your favorite vacation spots. Now, there are some repeats, but there are also some pretty amazing, unique locations that I haven't even thought of to this point. So you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook, and we're asking you favorite vacation spots just because it happened to be on my mind. I got vacation on my brain. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, hashtag, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Let's talk to Tom, who's in Alabama. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. I hope you're having a good morning this morning.
Yes. I mean, I forget that it's morning because it still feels like my night, but it's fine. If it's your morning, it's cool.
Right. Well, my morning starts at about 12:30. So,
all right.
I just wanted to give you a couple places. I've had the luxury of going several places. If you ever go to Hawaii, go to Kauai, not the Big Island. It's called the Garden Island. It's where Jurassic Park was filmed. Part of Jurassic Park was filmed.
Fun.
Blue Hawaii from Elvis lore was filmed there. It's just a beautiful island, and that's one place for sure. And on the cheaper side, my favorite place is Jekyll Island, Georgia. and you would really enjoy that. It's an island that used to be owned by a bunch of millionaires back in the day. The Rockefellers, the Cranes, there's several of them. And you can tour these old cottages, they called them. And one of the Cranes, from plumbing lore, this one cottage has 17 bathrooms.
What? Who wants to clean that many bathrooms?
Well, they didn't worry about cleaning them. They had people for that.
Oh.
But, and they all featured all of their different plumbing fixtures that they made.
Oh my gosh.
At the time. So it's a really, really neat place. And they have three beautiful, beautiful golf courses, and you can pay by the day. So it costs $125 to play, but it's for the day.
Uh-huh.
Like if you want to go out and play 18 in the morning, go to the beach for a couple hours, and then come back and play in the afternoon, you've already paid for the day.
So are we talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Jekyll Island? It's spelled the same way?
J-E-K-Y-L.
Okay. Interesting. I'm going to have to check it out. I've never heard of it, even though I'm pretty familiar with Georgia. I spent a little time when I was growing up in the Athens area, but also in Atlanta at least once a year. And lots of connections in Atlanta. And love Savannah. Savannah's beautiful. So I'd never heard of Jekyll Island. Interesting.
South of Savannah.
Okay.
Sea Island. Sea Island's where Davis Love is from.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Love, the golfer.
who he is.
it's across the marsh from there.
All right.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And then, of course, living in Alabama on the much cheaper side. Now, Jekyll's very reasonable to stay there, but living in North Alabama, it's hard to beat Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yes, I've heard much about Gulf Shores.
White sandy beaches and not much traffic, and I've got connections that own property down there right on the beach, so.
Sounds fun.
That's very nice.
Good. Well, that's awesome. Thanks so much for the suggestions. I appreciate
Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island, you would definitely enjoy it. And I know you got friends in Atlanta, so it's about a 5-hour trip southeast from Atlanta.
Got it. All right, sir. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your suggestions.
Have a good one, Amy.
Ranging from the very expensive to the more affordable to the much cheaper, Tom says. Actually, I've never been to Hawaii. I've been to Alaska, and I've been to... oh, gosh, the majority of the continental U.S., plus Mexico, plus Canada, but I have never been to Hawaii, and kind of always been saving it for a potential honeymoon. Not that it has to be that way, but I would love to take my honeymoon there. And so we'll see. At some point, I'll go, because I definitely can't wait to see it. And this may sound strange, but one of the major draws, because I know that there are many islands and lots of cool activities, but I am a big history buff and a big student of military history. And so there is a movie, Pearl Harbor, but that's not what I'm referring to. There are documentaries about Pearl Harbor, and I've read books about it, and I would really like to be able to visit the site. And so that's one major draw, if not the major reason, that I would like to go to Hawaii. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. Lots of you weighing in on Twitter. A-Law Radio. Let me run through some of these. Frank says Panama City Beach, which is less touristy and crowded than Destin. Emerald water and old school beach vibes. That's heaven on earth, according to Frank. Roger says Myrtle Beach. I know a lot of people like Myrtle Beach. It's considered one of the most affordable family destinations in the United States, if you're a beach family. Let's see, another tweet from Ryan. I have a new favorite vacation spot, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Let's see, another tweet. My sis lives on Oahu, so you already know where my spot is, Waikiki. That's cool. Thanks so much for that tweet. Kent says Naples, Florida. Joe is another one about Siesta Key, Florida, one of the most beautiful beaches that you will ever walk on. Let's see. Another tweet, Atlantis in the Bahamas, the best water park resort and spa with an aquarium. Clayton says our family goes to North Myrtle Beach in Cherry Grove every year. Second best week of the year behind Christmas. let's see. Another tweet. Vegas. The wife and I go every October. It's our thing. That's awesome. And he says we celebrate my birthday, hers, and our anniversary. Let's see. Where else are we looking at? I'm trying to sort through all your tweets. There are so many, and some of them are repeats. But I do appreciate that you're willing to share your favorite vacation spots with me. You know, if you talk about them on national radio, there's a chance that other people might visit your favorite vacation spots and make them a little more crowded. Let's see. On our Facebook page, Joshua says, give me nowhere Colorado. Mountains, a lake, and some fishing. Peter says, Maine vacation land sightseeing. So many cool pictures and signs that you've sent. Tina says, a beach, any beach. Oh, come on, be more selective than that. I do love beaches, but be more selective than that. There are a lot of beaches out there that I don't know you want to vacation at. Let's see, Susan, somewhere I haven't been or visiting family in the northern neck of Virginia. Norm on Facebook, Aruba, one happy island. I feel like he's spitting out the slogan for Aruba. I have some friends in Rochester, New York. They were like second parents to me when I lived there right out of college. And they swear by Aruba. That's the only vacation place they ever go is Aruba. Let's see. Patrick says the Outer Banks. Solomon says, I love going to Liberia in West Africa. It's sunny and blue ocean water, very beautiful and relaxing. That's cool, Solomon. No one else has mentioned that. Okay, so I told you we were going to talk about betting. We'll get back to your vacation spots. But do you want to know why last weekend was huge for the betting world? It was the busiest weekend since coronavirus halted the sports world in mid-March. So going back to March 11th, you remember the NBA shut down and then boom, 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 all the dominoes dropped. And we did, we've done a couple of conversations with various gambling and betting insiders, and they've talked about the challenge this is for the sports world. It's fairly obvious, but like sports, it's a business. And there are people who make their living by working in the sports betting industry. And so it's not just about taking your money. It's also about the people who work in the industry. And I'm speaking of legal, though I know there are many who work illegally. But it was the busiest weekend because of UFC. Believe it or not, UFC was tops among bettors last weekend. UFC and golf. And then NASCAR also attracting higher than normal betting interest. And this is at a variety of U.S. sports books around the country. But listen to this. FanDuel reported that the money waged on the Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler charity event. That was the TaylorMade driving relief match. It was double what is wagered on a typical PGA Tour event. How about that?
Men lie, women lie, but the numbers don't.
Yeah, nerd alert. And, of course, they raised more than $5 million for coronavirus relief funds, which is the most important number there. At Darlington Speedway, where NASCAR returned not last night but Sunday, it was their first race back, of course, and it drew, this is crazy, if you know NASCAR at all, the Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl of NASCAR. Well, Darlington and this Real Heroes 400, it was renamed to be appropriate for what we're going through this spring. It drew the same type of betting action as what the Daytona 500 does. Wowzers. That's according to Sportsbook Points Bet. Sorry, I've never heard of that one, but it had the same action as Daytona. I mean, that's really interesting. UFC and Korean baseball have been two of the most popular sports. Of course, they're two of the only sports, but two of the most popular sports in recent weeks at the Caesars Sportsbook. But here's something interesting about UFC. This past Saturday, which wrapped up three cards in eight nights in Jacksonville, Florida, the most heavily bet event of the weekend at Caesars. I mean, bigger than anything else going, including Bundesliga. but it also had betting interest in the U.S. And so there's a lot out there that gamblers are anxious to wager money on. Take our money. Take it. Now, get this. Memorial Day weekend. You've got NASCAR. You've also got The Match, Champions for Charity with Tiger and Peyton and Phil and Brady. And it's going to be live on two different networks, TBS and TNT. And we'll talk about it before we get to the weekend. I'm anxious to hear how many of you are going to sit and watch the whole thing. And I'm anxious to see if they're going to be mic'd up. But betting is starting to pick up now with the return of sports, and it's amazing how creative gamblers will get when they need their fix, right? All right, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I've got Vacation on the Brain, and so I'm wondering your favorite vacation spot. 855-212-4227. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, you'll hear from him, plus Orioles pitcher Paul Fry next hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.